The moon landing, it wasn't real.
Stanley Kubrick directed the moon landing. It's all fake.
Fake news, ladies and gentlemen.
Fake news.
Okay. So, as you can tell, we just saw High School Musical 2 is a movie that takes place after High School Musical 1. Not much happens. I'm Junior.
I'm Marcus.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. So the movie begins with an awesome song.
Yeah.
What time is it?
No. Stop. Ms. Darvis is going on through school, and then they're like, summer. Summer. Summer.
Summer. Summer. Summer. Summer. Summer. Summer. They start itching their neck. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, summer. 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 I need it. Troy, you got the stuff? But yeah.
You got that good summer?
I need that summertime fun time. Not me. Summertime. Not me, bro. What happens, so Miss Darbus is there and she's talking about something. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Literally, even the characters are like, oh, she's just talking. We just can't wait to get out of the class. And then as soon as that school bell rings, they throw all their stuff in the air and, like, you know, pollute the whole classroom.
School's a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess. Darbus is cleaning it up in the background. And then they start singing, what time is it?
Summertime.
It's our vacation. And it's a really great opening song.
So much fun.
And I swear it's the first time where they utilize every single part of that high school in like a single song, which is really cool because we don't go back to the high school in that movie.
Yeah.
So it's cool to like, hey, this is a great way to leave the first one.
It's a good send off.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good send off of the high school scenes
for,
you know, summer vacation scenes. You're like, oh, wow. You know, I finally get to see the whole stomping ground of the school.
Of East High School.
Oh, East High.
Yeah, cool. But before we turned the movie on, we were talking a bit about the previous one, and I was just saying, yeah, what's the school called?
Yeah,
and Marcus is like, what's their team name? Tigers?
Yeah, the Wildcats.
The Wildcat High School.
Wildcat High School. That's what I thought it was.
Can you imagine if schools named their school after the mascot?
Oh man. Welcome to the Tiger School of Institution.
Yeah.
We teach tigers.
I went to university at Eggy the Ram University. Yeah, I think my resume would be thrown out right away.
Right away. Expeditiously.
So while all these 30-year-old men and women go around the high school with their 5 o'clock shadow, jumping off of lockers,
running around,
throwing
bags, throwing papers,
after saying how much they can't wait to get out of school, they spend a full
literally it's a good 10-20 minutes in school still, and once the song's done, right, the bell rings.
Once the song segment is done, the bell rings, and then Troy slides on the ground.
Like a penguin.
Like a penguin.
It's one of the funniest. It's so good. Nah, like if that's the only thing you see of this movie, it's gonna give you like,
yo,
a wrong interpretation.
Yeah,
of what's
for real.
Going on.
I wish it was more stuff like that. Just make it like hammy. Make it really campy. Stuff like that. Cause that was hilarious.
Yes.
Like whether intentionally or not.
There are funny scenes like that throughout the movie, but this one is the first one.
Yeah. It's just like, what the heck am I about to watch? Man sliding on his belly like a penguin. What kind of direction is that for like choreography?
Can you imagine Kenny Ortega? It's like, all right, now Troy, once you guys finish off the dance and the bell rings, I just want you to slide towards the camera like a penguin. Just slide at it.
All right, you're the director, right? You just like, whatever, man. No, he's like even worse. Like, hey, you paying me for this?
Hey, cut the check.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
But yeah, so then what's funny is a whole scene happens where Gabriella and Troy talk about their romance where they still haven't kissed after dating for so long. I respect that in Troy not forcing himself on Gabriella. And Ryan and Sharpay, they have a conversation about like, oh, musical something, music, and like they're having conversations and stuff, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then the song continues.
Oh yes,
remember
that? Yep, yep.
The
yep,
song
yep.
continues outside of school.
Gabriella goes over to Sharpay and says, "Thank you so much for the singing lessons. I'm like the singing exercise was so cool." Ma, and scares Sharpay.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, "All right, we're outside. We're gonna watch the kids walk out." They come out singing.
Yep, they continue the song.
The song is still going.
And it's so funny because like Marcus said to me, he's like, "You know that scene where Troy, You know that scene where Troy slides on the ground? How much you want to bet it was supposed to cut from that to the outside shot, but they realized, oh, wait a minute. They need to have a conversation to explain what's going on. So they just stop the song, have a whole scene, and then go right back to the song. That's so weird. Why do they do it that way?
This movie is insane. They make weird choices in this movie.
The whole time. But yeah, it's a really awesome opening song. And as Marcus pointed out, the bell rings twice when the song starts, and then that halfway like intermission point, it rings again, and it's like, get out of the school, kids. You can tell the principal's like, oh my gosh, are they dancing again?
The second bell was the school faculty trying to tell the kids to get off school property.
Please, guys. Like, we have lives too.
You don't have to go home, but you gotta get the heck out of here.
Yeah.
All
right. So then we go to Troy's house.
Summer.
The teachers, eh? Yeah. Darvis opens a bottle of champagne, yeah, like in the background.
Just kicking back.
What time is that?
that's a funny image to think about.
Yeah, right. Oh, they're gone. We go to Troy's house with Coach Dad. And he's there with the boys, the whole team, right? Yeah, Corbin, yeah. Blue, Zeke, Chad, Asian kid. From 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't know.
Trent? Jeff? Jimmy. Let's call him Trent. Let's call him Trent for the safety's sake.
Okay.
We're not.
All right, fine.
You don't want to hear my, you don't want to use my nomination? Fine, whatever.
All right, fine. Sure, I get it. It's a Marcus talk show, I guess. So whatever. Why am I even here? So Troy is talking to his dad about getting a job. And then his dad's like, yeah, man, you should totally get a job. And the boys are like, man, we should all get a job. It's like, yeah, a summer job. Then Troy gets a call.
And all the boys and the dad are like, oh, it's probably Gabriella.
Yeah, they do exactly that. It's like, we haven't even kissed yet, guys. And then it turns out to be Sharpay's manservant.
Stop.
Oh, there's a basketball.
No.
Tell me, what happened? What happened all there?
Right. So Mr. Fulton, right? The person who owns the country club, who happens to be Sharpay's father's friend, right? Who, you know, Sharpay always goes to the country club during the summer, calls up Troy and is like, hey, man, you need a job? Even though, you know, they just had that conversation where it's like, man, I really need a job. the timing was kind of impeccable.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah. So then basically, you know, right off the bat, the conflict that we were given is immediately solved.
Immediately.
They all get jobs.
Man, I really need a job. Like, this is going to be a really tough summer if I don't get a job. Hey, yo, kid, you want a job?
Yeah, can you hire my friends too? Done.
Easy.
They all have jobs. And then we cut to Sharpay, and she's talking to Ryan, her brother, about a talent show.
At the country club, yeah.
Yes, at the country club. And you see Sharpay has a whole bunch of trophies that she won.
She always wins the talent show at the country club, probably because she's the only yeah, talented person at the country club.
We don't actually see anybody else, do we?
No, we don't.
Maybe she's the only one who participates at all.
The staff do, but because everyone is paid by her, like, her father pays everybody,
yep,
she's the only one that can win.
Mm-hmm. And while this is happening, we end up following Sharpay for a bit, and we go to the poolside of her. Is this where she lives?
No, it's the country club.
It's the country club. Okay, yeah. So we're by the pool, and we meet Sharpay's friends. Her friends outside of school, it mm-hmm. seems, which is cool.
Her three friends, yeah.
Her three friends: Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup. And basically, they're like really rich and snobbish, kind of like she is.
Yes.
And Ryan's trying to like be like, hey, sis, like, it's summertime, let's relax, let's have fun. And she's
just
like, forget
about the school year and let's just like do us, you know, like,
yeah,
rich life.
Yeah. And she's like, no, I want. What do you want? I want fabulous. Right. Yeah. So that's what the I Want song is sung by Sharpay.
Throughout the movie, you kind of realize that she's the only one that has like the mentality to do anything in the future.
Yeah, she's the only one thinking about her future.
Yeah. Everybody else is just living in the here and now.
Yeah.
It's like, it's summer. Let's just like do our summer.
But Sharpay is all like, but like, guys, we literally graduate next year.
Yeah, do you want a scholarship, Troy?
Like, Troy, I'm trying to get you a scholarship. I'm trying to get you in with like these big basketball schools.
Yeah. You know what? Okay. I think she did learn, because remember when like Ryan bails on her and then Troy shows up, is like, don't we have a song to do? And she's like, wow, I hate myself. I like you more, Troy. So I guess maybe it's so not spelled out. So yeah. I guess like you could say it's subtle, but at the same time, it just feels underdeveloped or underwhelming.
Yeah.
But it's, I guess it's kind of there. But anyway, so then we see her rich life and Sharpay falls into the pool. Because she sees,
oh yes,
Troy.
Before that, so yeah, she sees Troy and she's like, "Oh wow, Troy's here, right?" But before that, the ex lifeguard says, "I'm not your lifeguard anymore because we have a new lifeguard coming in,
yeah,
right?"
Javier.
Javier says, "Yeah, we have a new lifeguard coming in. I'll make sure they know everything. Blah blah blah. It's fine, right?" Mm-hmm. Song's done. She sees Troy come in. It's like, "Oh wow, Troy's coming in." It's like, "Oh wow, I finally get my summer. I get to spend with Troy." Which is weird. She never seemed like she was.
She was interested in him in the first movie, right?
First movie
But in this all movie, of a sudden,
it's like, oh, he's alone, not with Gabriella. He's mine now. Weird mentality. But
and,
okay,
and cool. her new boyfriend Zeke has nothing to say about it.
Nothing to say about it. Mind you, Zeke is also there. So all the basically everybody that was in the musical shows up behind Troy, and they all got jobs here as well. And Sharpay is all like,
"Yep,
what? How did this happen?" Right. And the lifeguard turns out to be no other than Gabriella. So then Sharpay falls into the pool because she's shocked. She's like, what? Huh? Mm-hmm. Gabriella comes and saves her because she's a lifeguard. And
yep.
Sharpay is having to freak out. And immediately she's like, what happened? Why is this going on? So she goes to see her mom.
Yeah.
Which is like the person that does all the member stuff.
Yeah.
For the country club.
Yeah. So she chose who ended up getting a job and everything.
So her mom's whole concept, like idea was like, oh, you know, these are all your friends, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Why don't you...
From high school.
Why don't you hang out with your summer... Like, your high school friends for the summer? Like, you never get to do that. You know, just hang out with the staff. Like, that's lame. You hang out with them.
And her mom's just looking out for her.
Yeah.
But... So, yeah, basically, like you said, all of them end up working there, like all the characters. Even Martha shows up.
Even Martha.
The girl who likes to pop, lock, and drop it, right? And you know, if you're going to bring back any character, yes, bring back Martha. She definitely stood out.
Martha and Zeke, baby.
Yeah. Also, pretty cool little detail, Zeke is the chef. Like, he's not just, like, dishes and stuff like that. It's like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. He was the cooking guy.
Yeah, he's creme brulee, man.
Yeah. Still weird that has no comment about Sharpay at all.
Yeah, Sharpay,
they don't even have a conversation
at all.
Right in the opening song, she kisses his book. It's about it.
Yeah, they have that little look. She kisses the book, and that's it.
That's it. At the end, they hold arms together or something.
Yeah, I guess they were dating in secret.
Why though?
Exactly.
You know, how much more interesting would it have been if instead of this whole plot of Sharpay trying to split up Troy and Gabriella and her trying to run this thing, what if like, no, none of that, like they're all hanging out, they're all like trying to be, they're friends and stuff, but the clash comes with the rich, you know, not snobs, because Ryan's actually not that bad, but like the rich kids with the poor kids, or like the not rich kids.
Yeah.
What if that was the whole movie? The dynamic that, and like the differences between the two.
And then at the end, they come together and just figure out they're not that different at all.
Yeah, right? And even that's what the whole baseball song kind of, it's like the only time we get hints at that.
Exactly.
It would be interesting at least.
I 100% agree.
You know why it couldn't work? Because all these kids are rich.
Exactly.
Lest we forget.
Have
you seen where they live?
As I've said, houses in New Mexico are bigger and, you know, probably a little bit cheaper, but at the same time, these houses are massive.
Mm-hmm.
Troy has a basketball court outside.
Yeah.
With two nets.
Yeah, and if you wanted to do something with Sharpay, you could have her relationship with Zeke be interesting as well. Zeke, a person who appreciates culinary arts and, like, smaller things, not material things.
Yeah.
Like, things he creates rather than things he buys.
Yes.
Right? And you can have that dynamic, but no. That's too much detail for a Disney movie,
this
I guess.
A Disney straight to TV movie.
It'd be interesting. I'm just saying, it'd be interesting.
Shaniac, this is a Disney straight to TV movie right here. I don't think that we can afford that kind of budget.
Look, man, we have enough time to have the same scene three times, which we'll get to. So anyway, all of them are working there, and then Mr.
Fulton.
Fulton, thank you. Why would you have a character named Bolton and Fulton? Fulton. Why? So, basically, Fulton comes in, and he's just like, all of y'all need to get working. All right. I'm sick and tired of your high school antics. You need to work. You're here to work. You're not here to socialize. You're not here to play around. Okay. You're here to work. Right. And they're like, all right, Mr. Fulton, we got it. He goes around the corner. Troy turns to the team. It's like, all right, guys, we got to work. 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 Work about what you're trying to do to me. Well, yeah, work. I'm singing Aretha Franklin. I don't remember how the song goes.
Work.
Work on it. Work on it. Work on it. Work on me. Is that how it goes?
Feels work on it and bet on me together.
We gotta work together.
Once we work and we work don't.
And we only work. Hey, bad about it. Hey, bad about it. Work. I don't remember how the song goes.
Oh, man.
But
yeah, work on it.
After being told to go to work, what do? They start dancing around in the kitchen.
Banging pots and pans.
Pots and pans.
Not to the sound that it's supposed to be.
But, bro. These kids are, like, reckless, dog. They're just, you ever go to your newest job and just, you know, break into song with the whole, everyone there, including the actual.
The prior staff? The staff that was already there that didn't sing, that don't know what's going on?
Grown adults in the background, like, oh my gosh, why did they hire these punks?
Me and Junior were having a conversation about how, like, most of the people in kitchens, like, a lot of them can be criminals, you know? Like, they just got paroled. Like, getting into a kitchen job isn't that hard. You know, it's one of those easy intro jobs. So it's like, oh, you know, I just got off parole, you know, just came out of the bin, you know, and I'm trying to keep this job, guys. I don't want to lose my job. Can you guys stop acting like clowns?
Can you just work, please, just for a little bit? You're making me look bad, guys.
You're making me look worse than I could have possibly.
Jimmy, why didn't you say anything to these kids? But, like, for real, though, it's so funny. There's already a staff.
Yeah.
Like, a pre-existing staff there.
Like, we work here. Like, guys.
Yeah, guys, stop fooling around.
Stop acting like you own this place.
Yeah. Jeez. You just got here. But, yeah, so they do all that. Then Mr. Fulton comes back in, you know, after the three-minute song is done.
Oh, mind you, Gabriella's not in this song. Gabriella is in the kitchen.
A
lifeguard.
Yep.
She won't be in a lot of this movie.
Why did they do that? Why did they make Gabriella not a kitchen staff member? Because so many scenes take place in the kitchen, right? So we see, like, when the characters are all together, it's the kitchen.
It's the kitchen.
Right? And because Gabriella's not there, all the scenes of any bit of character drama or anything happen without her.
Yep.
So she's just out of the loop for most of the movie. Her and Taylor.
Yep.
What was Taylor even doing? What was Taylor's job there?
It's members. So she's like, that's why all the kids at the country club are always saying hi to Taylor whenever she drives by.
Oh.
Because she's always she's always making sure that everybody's there.
Everyone's
doing what they're supposed to be doing.
That's a cool little detail.
Yeah, she's the organizer.
I didn't pick up on that. Okay. I guess that makes sense too, because she's the smart one.
Yeah.
But again, by separating her from the cast, there's so many scenes without her. It's like Taylor, especially. Like, Gabrielle is one thing. Like, you can still argue she's still a main character because Troy's plot revolves around his relationship with her. But Taylor, you get rid of her in the movie. The movie's the same movie.
100%.
It's the same movie.
100%. You ain't lying.
It's so weird.
You have not told, like, a single lie.
I would not have guessed that Ryan would get more character stuff than Taylor, who was a main character in the first movie.
Gabriella's best friend.
Yeah.
What? You wouldn't know.
And Chad's girlfriend.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. After Mr. Fulton comes in, they're all, like, pretending to work, and Troy's writing down something on a notepad, and then, Troy flips the notepad, and it says, let's go. Just says, let's go, right? It says, let's go, and, I was like, oh, man, that's really cool, I like that he did that, that's cool, that's cheesy, that's fun, you know? Then Marcus paused it, and he just looked at me, and he pretended to write on his hand, and he's just like, how did Troy write that? It's not like he spun it around.
Yeah, no. Like, okay, if you write let's go on a notepad and you flip the page over, right? So the person that's standing in front of you can see the note. All they're going to see is a blank page. The back side of what you just wrote on.
And even if you wrote underneath it, you'd have to write it upside down so that they'd be able to see it right side up.
Yep, you'd have to fold the page, write it upside down, and then flip it over.
And Mr. Fulton didn't just walk over and, like, Troy, what are you... Troy.
Let's go.
Nah, he ordered some Legos.
Lettuce to go. Good save.
Good save, Bolton. Chad's the one who saves him. So then Troy meets with Gabriella on the field, and then That's where Sharpay, she uses her binoculars and she's watching them.
Yeah.
And then Troy and Gabrielle are having a stupid like picnic with their feet out, but like you can only see Gabrielle's feet. Yeah.
Actually, you couldn't see her feet for a bit, and then there's like a wide shot, and then
you can see her feet.
Like, take out your feet.
Yeah. It's for a friend of mine.
Disney Channel's weird.
Oh yeah. So then they're at the picnic, and then Troy starts running around, and they start like. Like really giggly and all that stuff, and then the water sprinklers turn on because Sharpay calls for them, and then instead of them, you know, being normal human beings, like it's all wet, we're gonna catch a cold. They're just like, nah, let's just keep running,
just
and then Troy's like, you're gonna get so wet.
No, I didn't get you so wet, Troy.
Troy, okay. You haven't even kissed yet.
This movie's made a drastic change.
Gabrielle, I hardly know her. Anyway. It was at this point I mentioned to Marcus, it's like, in this movie, I like that, so, I guess, like, they're in a relationship, like, officially by this point, right? What's cool is that the way they show affection in this isn't just... like lame stuff, like dialogue. It's not like Star Wars Episode 2 with Padme and Anakin.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just them talking about their love. It's shown physically.
Yeah.
And I like how Troy, like, very playful, both of them, but, like, whenever they go to, like, clock in for work, like, Troy will always put his arm around her kind of thing. Yeah, and it's a really, right? And it feels real. It feels natural. It doesn't feel forced. That's the thing. Not at all does it feel forced. And that's pretty, that's good. That's a good point for them.
100%.
And then we cut to, Gabriella and Troy singing with Kelsey.
Yeah.
About love.
Yes.
And I said to Marcus, it's like, this song doesn't need to be here.
At all.
Because we just had three songs.
Yep.
I want to remind you guys, this is not that far in the movie.
No.
It's been like, what, 15 minutes maybe?
The songs come hard and fast.
At the beginning. They kind of get spaced out a bit more later on. Yeah, like the third act. It's every song after song after song.
And fast.
Yeah, like two lines of dialogue. Next song.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know what this one's called, but Troy lays down on a piano.
Na-na-na-na.
Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye.
No. forget it.
This is the podcast where we don't sing any of the songs correctly.
Goodbye.
That's what they sing. That's the song. They couldn't write music. They didn't have time. This movie came out 1 year after the first one. You expect me to write new music?
Not wrong.
So they start singing a song about love, and I said to Marcus, like, this song doesn't need to be here because the love has been established. We don't need a song to establish that.
We've
had a whole movie.
Lovey-dovey, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, we don't need this. So then we cut back to the kitchen in probably my favorite scene where everyone in the background is working, okay? Every single character in the background is working. Troy comes to the kitchen, and like, Chad's like, and then Troy's like, burr, burr, burr. And then they link arms, and then they're like, hop, to pa-tap, pa-tap,
pa-tap. And you think we're, like, paraphrasing and making this up? No.
That might as well have been
That's basically what they say verbatim. Like, they act stupid.
And, like, bro, everyone else is working.
Doing their job.
They're doing their job. Why are these knuckleheads, just messing around?
Yo, Jimmy out on parole is in the corner watching them like, hey, yo, these
can we fire these chuckleheads?
What are they doing here, dog?
And then it's funny because then Mr. Fulton comes up and is like, hey, Chad, Troy, good. Doesn't look like you're doing anything important. How about you come with me to Sharpay? And I imagine Jimmy in the back. What? You're taking buffoons?
No. Troy, Chad, it doesn't look like you guys are doing anything important. I need you guys to come with me to Sharpay and be a caddy for her and her father. It's $40 an hour. Jimmy breaks whatever he's watching.
See the spatula in the back snap?
Nah, off screen.
And he just calmly puts it down.
You're on parole, Jimmy. You're on parole.
Yeah, you don't want to do anything crazy, Jimmy. It's okay now, Jimmy. It's all right.
But yeah, that's what happened. $40 an hour, though, to be a caddy?
For real, though. That's the life. So then, like, this movie goes on this long tangent where all they do is, like, Troy. It's like, Troy, you can't be here with the staff. You need to be with Sharpay. Troy, stop doing what you're doing right now. You need to be here with Sharpay. Troy, don't make me say it again. You're coming here with Sharpay.
What a stupid different stereo.
Yeah, but it's the same thing happening over and over and over again. And then whenever Gabriella is with Troy, she gets in trouble for something. And yeah. Troy says literally twice, Mr. Fulton, this was my idea. Like, okay, stop. Like, come on, movie, do better. Do better. Just go get along. We get it. We get it.
Yep.
Right? And it goes on for a long time to the point where they do this, like, culturally, they do this really inappropriate song.
So inappropriate.
I mean, like, I don't even know. Would it be considered? Right? I don't know, but I don't care. The song serves zero purpose.
It's horrible.
All you need to know is that Ryan wanted to be the prince in that,
in the
song, musical for the end of the movie. Sharpay is like, Troy, you should be my king or the prince or whatever the heck, right? And then Troy just says no. Yeah. And he hides behind the chair, and Sharpay is like, where did he go? And
what we missed during that is that Troy does say no, but Sharpay throws like a contract at him.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you've signed your soul away. You have to.
You sold your soul,
you,
Troy.
You have to do whatever I say. Or whatever, and Ryan's all upset about it.
Yeah, Ryan's sad. And I remember I said to Marcus, like, why is Ryan sad? And then he's like, oh, well, he wants to spend time with his sister and just have a good time. I was like, oh, that's actually really cool. Because Ryan, they do stuff with Ryan that's pretty cool in this movie.
Yeah, man, Ryan's great in this movie.
I wish Ryan and Troy had a conversation.
Oh, yeah. They
have one little bit of dialogue at the end. Yeah. Hey, Ryan, you did a really good job choreographing this. Thanks.
No. I'm talking about, have you tried her mom's brownies?
Yeah, I had them.
I forgot that. That was the funniest line. That one right there. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know. I had them. Anyway, we'll get to that. That was pretty funny. Oh my gosh. So Troy is going to be the music king, whatever.
Yeah, the king of the music.
So then
Sharpay's musical, yeah.
So then Gabriella meets up with Troy.
Oh, they have a date.
Yeah, they have a date,
they
right?
They have a date that whole time, and Troy's like, oh, I'm so sorry for being late.
Yeah.
And then he goes, gets kidnapped by Sharpay, and then he goes back to Gabrielle. It's like, yo, I'm so sorry for being late.
Right.
Jumps into the pool.
She gets in trouble.
Yeah, she gets in trouble.
How did we get to the baseball scene?
That's...
Oh, because Ryan is like, oh, Sharpay's so mean. I don't like Sharpay anymore. So then Gabriella... Well,
no, Sharpay and Ryan go talk to Kelsey. Right, because they overhear Kelsey. The
oh
song,
yeah,
they're all like, you know that song that you got for Gabriella and Troy.
Mm-hmm. Write it for me.
Transpose it. My key.
Yeah.
Give it to me and Troy. Ryan, you out.
Yeah, Ryan, get out.
You don't mind that, right? I know you don't. You're fine. And then just you know, there it is.
Yep.
So then Ryan is upset.
Yep.
You know. Rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
And he's leaving, and Gabriella and Taylor are like, hey, we got the baseball game.
Yeah, they roll up.
Yeah, they literally roll up. So the baseball game's today. You want to come through? Prior to this, Troy was playing basketball
mm-hmm.
on his own. And
yeah.
His friends show up. They're like, yo, we're going to play some 2-on-2 before the baseball game. So, and then the scholarship people.
The basketball players.
The college basketball players show up. It's like, yo, Troy, get in the car. Playing ball at the court.
Yeah, man. Stop hanging out with those kids.
Losers.
Yeah, man.
Your friends are losers.
I wish they were that aggressive.
Get in the car now. We're not turning back.
Troy. You got to try this stuff, man. All the cool ballers are playing this. Like they're pressuring him to do drugs or something.
Troy leaves his friends and goes to play basketball.
Right. And then his friends go to play baseball. The girls meet up with Ryan on the way.
Yeah, and they pick up Ryan.
And he's like, well, I'm not staff and I wasn't invited.
Yeah.
And then Dan...
Gabriella.
Gabriella.
I thought
I was going to be good. None of my notes say that. I thought I was good. I thought I was over it. Some addictions don't die, man. Some habits don't die. So then Gabriella's like, yeah, man, who cares, man? You're invited, okay? You can come with us. He's like, okay. So then Ryan goes with them. And I said to Marcus, like, you know, that is very true. Ryan was never established as a jerk at all, even in the first movie. Yeah. His sister seems to have him on a leash.
Yeah.
But when she's not there, Ryan is his own person, right? And it's like, that's cool. That's really cool.
So there's a line where Ryan says, like, I'm not Sharpay's poodle.
Uh-huh. Like, I know people think I'm Sharpay's poodle, but yeah. And then Gabriella, right? That's her name. Yeah. Gabriella says... she has no character, man. Who even is she now? Vanessa Hudgens.
Vanessa Hudgens,
yeah. She's just like, well, they don't think that now. Why does she say that? Because at the baseball game, Chad is up at the with the bat. I don't know what baseball is. The batter is Chad.
Chad is the batter,
and then the pitcher is Ryan. Right. Yes. Okay.
So before they start playing the game, they have this whole conversation. Yeah. It's all like, yeah, you what's up? It's like, whoa, you brought him here? Why is he here? It's like, oh, I'm just here to have some fun, you know? Contrary to popular belief, you know, dancing and baseball are pretty similar. Blah, 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 blah. It's all like, and stuff like that. It's like, oh, yeah, we'll see. And then Ryan is on the other team.
Yeah.
Chad is on one
team. Because they hold a baseball bat and they, like,
yeah,
slowly.
Like, who's first?
They slowly caress their way up with their hands.
They do slowly caress their way up. They do, though.
And they smile and wink at each other. So anyway, Ryan, I again, how to make this movie more interesting. Have that social class dynamic be a focal point. That is probably, like, this whole baseball scene is probably one of the better scenes in this movie. Where Ryan saying, hey, man, you know, sports and dancing, it's not that different. And Chad's like, what? How you gonna say that to an athlete, right? What you talking about? I don't dance. Dancing's for idiots. Dancing's for morons. Cause all the footage of Chad dancing, right? Like, oh, I guess that just didn't happen, huh, Chad?
Right.
But yeah, and I also like, Chad's disgust at seeing Ryan there. So then they play baseball, but they, of course, they can't just play baseball. They have to sing while they play baseball.
Yeah. Great song.
I would watch baseball so many more times.
Oh, my gosh. The moves that they're doing, bro.
They're jumping over each other.
Yo, they're soaring, slipping inside. And
Ryan rubs his leg against Chad's face.
Oh, yeah. That happens. Wink.
Yo, this movie. So apparently, someone in our comments said that we have to talk about the romantic tension between Ryan and Chad.
Yes.
And I, like, this is my first time seeing this movie. Let me start by saying that. And
my
Marcus,
third time.
Your third time?
Yes.
And Marcus said to me, it's like, yeah, with that in mind, you cannot watch this baseball scene the same way.
You can't. It's impossible. The first time I seen the movie, I was like, okay, cool, baseball. The second time I watched it, I was like, huh.
It's like, why are they flirting?
This team seems kind of flirty. Like, the whole time you're watching, like, it seems kind of flirty.
Yeah, why are they flirting?
And now...
And like, I don't dance. I know you can, right? Like, I don't do that. This isn't for me. You should give it a try.
Don't knock it till you try it.
What are they really talking about, though?
The undertones are there. Bro.
Oh, they are.
It's all up to your interpretation on what's going on there.
Also kind of funny that, like, Ryan and Troy basically trade spaces, like, and I know it sucks that this happens halfway through the movie. It'd be cool if this happened earlier, but that's also interesting.
Yeah.
Where, like, Ryan, he becomes Chad's, like, new friend, right? And then, like, Gabriella starts being cool with him.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Then after that, that's where we get to the scene where Gabriella and Ryan are like, hey, so yeah, this was so much fun. And then they're it's like, yeah, I know people think I'm Sharpay's poodle, but I'm really not. And Gabriella's like, well, if they thought that before, they definitely don't now. It's like, oh, they're so funny. And they're like slapping each other's hands and like throwing popcorn at each other and like dancing together. Yeah. And
it's like, here, let me show you this dance move. And they're dancing together. And then Troy shows up.
And Troy shows up with the... the saddest look. The man is depressed. He sees his girl dancing.
Someone's touching my girl, man.
And he's so sad. You need to see his face, like, Gabriella. And then he sees them. It's like, what's going on here? And then it's like, oh, Ryan was just trying to show me this dance move. It's like, oh, was he? And then they're talking. So Gabriella and Ryan are talking. And then Ryan's like, oh, Troy, her mom makes the best brownies. You have to try. And Troy's like,
no, I already know I had them.
That is the realest emotion I've seen from Troy. That scene of just like, he's so jealous.
Bro, I swear that's one of those things that's easy for an actor because like everyone's lived that. Everyone has lived that moment.
It's so real.
You know?
It's so real.
Like that's a moment that everyone has lived.
Yep. That's an easy scene to act. But what I think is so funny too is that like, when Gabriella finds out that Troy is spending a lot of time with Sharpay. She says nothing.
At all.
Because Gabriella has no character.
At all.
She says nothing. Not a word.
It honestly feels like she doesn't care. Because like, right? she's watching them do all this stuff.
She just doesn't bat an eye.
Ever.
So it's funny to see Troy act this way, which is like completely realistic. He actually cares about her. Yeah, so says Troy. Oh, and then after that scene, Troy goes to the basketball and he's shooting hoops shirtless. And he misses all the hoops.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, oh.
Yeah, he can't play basketball anymore.
Oh, I'm not the same, right?
Yeah.
And then Ryan talks to Sharpay. And then Sharpay's like, hey, blah, 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 something, something, something. Since when did you become one of them?
Yeah.
And then he's like, one of them? What? I came out of the closet years ago,
exactly,
Sharpay.
What are you talking about? Been gay for years.
what are you talking about?
You just think about yourself all the time. Isn't that what it is, isn't it? But yeah, no, he's like, yeah, I'm one of them.
Yeah, I'll take that as a compliment. Yeah,
better being one of them than your poodle.
Yeah. I'm better at being one of them than being one of you. And being them is the good, but not you. Because you's the bad.
What are you saying right now? Are you?
It's Ryan's dialogue.
Are you okay?
Ryan, better be okay? One of them Ryan, than them of one.
Sharpay,
I had a whole character arc when I was away from you, okay? I've learned something. If I want to do something in this movie, I need to be far away from you.
Big facts.
Yeah.
Big facts.
So then Gabriella meets Troy and they have a whole breakup song. Yes.
Yeah, you're right, but I'm trying to think of why. It's because she talks to Sharpay.
Yeah, she fights with Sharpay. Yeah,
Sharpay says like she wants to win.
Yeah,
it's like Gabrielle, you're just trying to win this for me too. And Gabrielle's like, win
what's the prize?
What's the prize?
What's the prize, Troy? Yeah, Troy. It's like, man, I don't even care about that brother.
Yeah, I
don't care if he dumps me right now. I dump him. Call him up.
Gabrielle is too mature to be a high school student.
For real.
That's the thing.
For real.
And it's not that she's not a real person because there are real people that are like that.
Yeah.
She's just too mature.
Yeah.
Like. She's way too mature for her relationship.
She's so above it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this doesn't matter.
Like, she's like...
my life will go on.
What do you mean? I'm smart. I can sing.
Yeah.
If Troy leaves me for you, that's a downgrade.
Yeah, bye. I'm so much better than this. That's funny. Like, who really has the ego here? And it's funny. They have a whole breakup song, right? And it's cool because I said to Marcus, like, oh, that's interesting. Writing a breakup song between the two characters. And it's like, oh yeah, and this advances the plot too and stuff like that. And like Troy sings in Gabriella's solo song.
Yeah.
But of course, it wouldn't be a Gabriella song without a bunch of lockers for her to lean on.
Because,
yep, she just enters the locker room, stage right, and all of a... Why does that... Does that happen in three? I hope it does. But yeah, so she's getting herself and she's about to leave. And then her mom or dad or some person in a van... Rolls up.
Picks her up.
Yep. She just goes in. It'd be funny. She goes in and is like, wait, you're not my mom. She drive off. And I said to Marcus, I'm like, bro, Gabriella just leaves the movie.
She's just gone. No, she literally says, I'm done with this. And cuts.
Just leaves the movie. And I'm like, was this when her nudes were leaked? Was Kenny Ortega like, oh no, gotta get her out of the movie.
Gotta get out of here. These scenes? Nah.
Nah. And then what I think is funny, it's at this point that actual conflict starts happening. Like Troy talks to Chad, and Chad's like, I don't even know who you are anymore, man. It's like, you used to be really cool. You used to be one of us. I've known you since preschool, right? Yeah, so it's like, I don't even recognize you anymore, bro.
Real recognize real, Troy, and I ain't seeing you too clearly right now. I ain't seeing you too clear. You're looking a little blurry to me, Troy.
And it's like real conflict that's written not bad. Like, it's written well.
Yeah, it is
where,
really
like,
bad.
I love the part where it's like, we didn't choose you to be team captain because of...
Because you're good or anything.
Yeah, and then it's like, no, you chose me because... And he's like, because you're better than me? It's like, I didn't say that. It's like, you didn't have to, right? Stuff like that. It's like, people are angry in this High School Musical movie. Wow. Huh. Actual conflict? It's only been, what, an hour?
Well, I mean, like, basketball-wise, I definitely feel like Chad would have been the team captain if Troy wasn't so good at bringing people together.
Exactly.
Chad's a better player.
But that's what's so interesting about, like, honestly, man, there's a good movie covered in, like, the poop.
Yeah,
there's a good movie here. Because, like, you also have that differentiation where, in many ways, Chad is the one who's calling the shots for, like, the rest of the crew.
Yeah.
Where it used to be Troy.
Troy.
Well, I guess he's second in command. Because remember when Troy starts loving Gabriella in the first movie? Chad's the one who comes up with the plan with Taylor. But, yeah, it is interesting seeing that dynamic between the two where the friends are, like, fighting. Every movie does it. But it's cool to see it in a movie that lacks in the drama sense, right?
Exactly.
And they did a good job. I thought it was well acted and everything.
I agree.
So then after that happens, Troy leaves and he's so sad and pouty. And then the beat drops.
Damn.
Yep.
What's up? Then my shot. Bet on me.
Yeah, so
I love that song.
We get to one of the best songs in the
literally one of the best scenes.
The most mimetic song. Like everyone knows this one. Everyone knows Bet on It.
Everyone knows Bet
so
on It.
So he runs through the field and like jumps over hills into sand, goes to the ocean, sees his reflection, inverted for some reason, and he slaps it.
This is a great video for New Mexico tourism.
Oh yeah, man! The scenery is amazing.
Yo, if you don't like this tour, this scenery, you're not gonna like New Mexico because that's what it is
for real. And what I said was funny to Mark is it's like, yo, could you imagine we cut back to like the kitchen staff? They're looking out the windows, like, what is Troy doing?
You're like, parading across, looking out the window, like, what is?
It's like, man, maybe we should have spoken to him or something because there was like a note that said you can't talk to him.
Yeah. Okay. So
we're skipping ahead.
Prior to him leaving, right, he goes back into the the kitchen where all of his friends are, and they're all mad at him. They're like, nobody's talking to him, right? And he's getting his like breakfast, and like they're putting food on his plate, like they don't care.
Yeah.
And he sits down to go eat, and Chad and his friends leave. Mm-hmm. Kelsey gives him a note, so like, yeah, we can't talk to you or whatever. But me and Junior are all like, yo, could you imagine if rather than putting the food on the plate, they just stared Troy directly in the eye and they took the food and then went right next to his plate onto the floor.
Onto the floor. But they hold eye contact.
They don't stop looking away.
Yeah, still very angry. Troy's like, what? What's going on? And then he walks over to Chad and Chad has his whole plate of food and everything. And he sees Troy. Now, in the movie, he just backs away, but I was saying, nah, man, he should have taken the plate with him and just drop it off the table, have the plate break and everything, still, don't break eye contact, still looking at Troy like, no.
Ollie says, not even to Troy, just out loud, I think I'm done eating.
And it throws it off the table. I think
think I'm full.
I've lost my appetite. Yeah. Don't worry, I'll clean it up later.
But yeah, Bet on It.
Then Bet on It happens. And yeah, we were saying it'd be funny if the kitchen staff looks outside. It's like, guys, I think Troy snapped.
Yeah, maybe
I think
we should have talked.
Maybe we should have said something. Jeez, maybe we were too harsh on it. Maybe we were a bit too harsh on the guy. Look at him, man. He's having a mental breakdown. The guy lost his girlfriend. Oh, he has not been having
a good... Man's doing a flip on the golf course. Like, what is happening?
Oh, he just spawns these golf clubs magically out of nowhere. I think he's having a rough time.
Yeah.
So then after the song Bet on It, he approaches Sharpay outside publicly so the other characters can hear.
Yeah, and he's in Wildcat garb.
Yeah, and then it's like, Troy, aren't you gonna sing with me so that you can get that scholarship with the basketball players? You know, your future, Troy, something that's important for your future. And it's like, no, Sharpay. I sang a song in the field, and my mind is clear. I don't want a future. Oh, that's how you interpret it?
I don't want a future.
I don't want.
I'm going to sing with my friends.
My
I'm
friends.
About the here and now.
My friends are more important than my future. My future in basketball career. So that's what happens. And then basically, like, Kelsey heard that happened, so then Kelsey tells everyone so that when Troy goes to the kitchen, it's like, Kelsey told us what happened, man. Thanks. Good to have you back. So they all turn around, you know, like 180 degrees.
It would be really funny.
What?
If some of the, like, a couple of the kids just didn't believe Kelsey. Just, like, didn't believe
her. Right, Kelsey.
Kelsey, you're always lying. Like, why
Kelsey,
would
I don't even know you.
Like, what?
We had like one conversation
we're
in the first movie.
Friends.
Remember when it's like, you remember Chad when he talks to Kelsey because it's like, you small person doesn't know who she is.
Just happened to be the piano player at the country club that I work at. We're not friends.
Like, oh, you go to school with us? Huh. Yeah. So, And it's funny because, yeah, he changes his mind instantly, and so do his friends.
Yeah.
And then everyone accepts him back. And then we cut to the song at the end. Right, or not the song at the end, but the song before the song at the end, because these songs were back to back for some reason.
Yes. So
Gabriella, no, Sharpay's at the back.
Sharpay's in the backstage, back, getting ready for it, and she's getting ready for it to do the king and the prince and princess song.
Right, and she tells Ryan to suit up.
Yo, suit up. It's like, nah, bro, I sold that. Nah,
like you told me to.
I sold that. Like you told me to. You know, it was a little much.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, What do you mean? What am I gonna do? It's like, well, I don't know what you're gonna do. And then Troy shows up, is like, yeah, so let's go sing that song that we've been practicing. So they get up to go, but like it's a different.
It's
yo, they shaft Sharpay so.
They
hard.
Really do. It's like, hey, so Troy, we're gonna practice the song right before we go up stage. Wait, what? Practice the song? I already know the song. It's like, no, it's a different song. So then Kelsey pulls him aside, and then Ryan is talking like to Sharpay or like to everybody, like getting them all ready to come together.
Yeah.
So everyone from the staff comes together, and then we cut back. Troy comes back. It's like, hey, so Sharpay, this new song, it's pretty great. It's like, new song? What new song? It's like the new song that Ryan wrote. Oh,
yeah.
And then Ryan's like, yeah, like he kind of shuffles away. So then Ryan planned for like the whole faculty to do like a song, dance number, yeah. Song and dance, and Sharpay's not in it.
Oh,
yeah. So what's his name? Troy.
Troy goes
on stage and starts singing with Kelsey, right? Yeah. And Kelsey's playing the piano and everything, and he's singing the song and stuff, and then it's like, okay, and then it's like, yeah, my part's done now. What's going to happen?
The duet part for the girl started singing, and it's Gabriella's voice, and he's looking around like, where's Gabriella?
Where is she? What's I can hear her, on? But I don't see her.
And then the class, and or the staff in the back, parts like the Red Sea, and Gabriella walks down the aisle.
Yep.
And starts singing the song that was just written.
Yep. That too. How did... And the funny thing is, I said to Marcus, it's like, Gabriella wasn't even here for Troy's character development. I guess they just told her and she just believed them.
Yep.
Like, oh, he's come back to his senses. Well, okay, I'll come back.
If Kelsey says it, it must be true.
I'll ask for my job back.
Yeah.
I hope they'll hire me again. I know I left and everything, but hey.
I quit.
Yeah. Okay. So she just comes back like nothing happened. And then, yeah. Song and dance happens. Sharpay's not in it, and then she shows up. She gets on stage and she dances for a little bit.
Our opinions on this song is it's worse than Breaking Free.
Yeah, Breaking Free is way better.
Breaking Free is a much
most
better
song. Songs are better in the first one. Yeah. The most memorable songs from this were we're all in this together. The summer one.
Summer.
What time is it? Summer, that's like my favorite one in this one, yeah, I think.
I Don't Dance is really good.
That's
like
really
that
good
one.
Too.
And Bet on It.
Bet on It's really good too.
Oh, I also like What About Us? What about everything we've been through?
What song is that?
The
breakup song.
Yeah, the breakup
song. That one's pretty good too. Yeah, yeah, those are like the gems, I'd say, of the song. There's like 8 songs, I think.
Something
so, like,
that.
So they got 50%. Yeah. But yeah, so that song ends, and then the movie ends,
yeah.
And we cut to another song, and it's them dancing around the pool, which is a safety hazard. No running by the pool, guys. And then it's like the boys dance, and the girls dance, and then the boys and girls dance, and then the movie's over. And I remember I said to Marcus, I'm like, dude,
Oh, don't forget, they all stand on a hill as in their couple groups and watch
fireworks. Oh, yeah.
Instead of Kelsey and that one guy who aren't actually in a couple.
They're just there. You got a pair of the spares, man.
Spares,
So yeah. Yeah, and Zeke's there, too, with Sharpay. And he says nothing.
Nothing about
Troy. Not a word is said.
Sharpay swooping in on Troy. Like, woman. Woman, I make you pastries, and this how you treat me?
This is how you treat me, girl?
Like,
not
what
me.
You mean? Disrespect.
I am about to stand for that.
Disrespect.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's High School Musical 2.
That is High School Musical 2. And much like we only spoke about it for about 49 minutes.
Yeah.
And, like, that's the thing with this movie. It's, for a movie that's longer than its predecessor, it feels kind of empty.
It's a very empty.
Which is unfortunate.
It baffles me that this is people's favorite when one exists.
Yeah, one's way better.
High School Musical 1 is really, really good because like it's quick.
It's very tight. The script.
Yeah, it's tight. There are a lot of songs, but the songs are in places that matter.
Yep.
Like, you feel like they're, I mean, other than Gabriella's song where there's nobody in the school and she's
why are you singing about your feelings?
That's
right now,
the only
Gabriella.
One. But other than that, like
Yeah, every song made sense.
Yeah,
even the stick to the stuff you know is great because it establishes everyone around the school.
Yeah,
it is like that's smart. That's like, how
oh,
you.
Yeah, there are other students.
Yeah, there's other
school.
People that go here.
You know,
right? But this, it's like, yo, man, what are Sharpay's friends' names?
Why is Fabulous?
Girls?
Yeah. Why is Fabulous even a song?
Well, Fabulous, it's... No, really, though.
Why is Maku Maku Niki... Like,
Waka Waka Iki Iki... Oh,
Pac-Man
my
song.
Gosh, man.
Pointless. Work It Out. Pointless.
The work
Absolutely
song?
Absolutely pointless.
I like it, though, because it's so dumb.
It's dumb,
It's
yeah.
so dumb that it's like, you guys got to get to work. All right, let's stop working and make let's dance. And of course, the summertime song is great because Troy slides on his belly
yep.
like a penguin.
Penguin slide, bro. Penguin slide sleep.
Are we missing anything? There's one song where Sharpay sings the Na 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 Boo Boo song, You Can't Catch Me, in the faster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the key change.
The song that's meant for Troy and Gabriella.
Yeah.
That doesn't even show up at the end of the
And Troy like, dances to it awkwardly.
Yes.
And he hits a really high note out of nowhere.
He gets thrown onto the ground by Sharpay, like, yep. onto his knee. Like, manhandled. Like,
everyone
Sharpay,
gets
really
possessed
strong.
In this universe. Musical numbers happen because demons are around. Anyway, yeah, this movie could have been better. I made a comparison that I said to Marcus. Maybe one day I'll make an analysis video about this movie, but and it's a weird comparison, I know, but American Pie and High School Musical, because the first movie of both series takes place in high school. You know, there's a plot, and everything revolves around that plot. Sure, there's some shenanigans here and there, but the plot is the plot, and yeah. they follow the plot. It sticks to it. And then American Pie 2... much like this movie, is Summer Vacation.
Yes.
And I thought, like, oh, snap. Like, because American Pie did it really well, where every bit of comedy was character-based. Like, the real plot was just, it's Summer Vacation. They're just kind of
yeah.
messing around.
Let's have fun for
it's
summer.
The better movie, in my opinion. I think American Pie 2 is way better than the first one.
I agree.
Because
the
they're not just trying to get laid.
I only remember American Pie
2. It's great. It's a funny movie. Yeah. There's a lot more to it. Maybe I'll make a video about it. But this movie, because that was the premise, I was under the impression that, okay, we're going to get a lot more character stuff. And the characters are all there, but they don't do anything.
Exactly.
Right? Like, Chad had so much more character in the first movie. The only time he really shows, like, character is, like, okay, when Ryan, the baseball scene, right? And then when he's arguing with Troy.
Yeah.
That's really it. And then he just spins on it like that. Like, nothing happened.
100%.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, did Chad apologize?
For what?
Like, Troy apologizes for, like, hey, man, I'm sorry that I changed. Chad could have apologized for, like, yeah, well, I'm sorry I pushed you so hard or anything like that. I guess.
What's crazy, Junior?
What?
Chad doesn't apologize for anything.
Not once. Even in the first movie, right? Yeah, did he? Did
he
apologize for sabotaging? He just fixed it.
He just fixed it.
Yeah.
Chad is a person that solves his problems and hopes you forget about
it. Yep. Just moves on.
Look, I'm not
Come on, man. Life goes on, bro.
And I'm not asking for permission.
Look,
you're just gonna forget.
Are you still dating her? Yeah. What's the problem?
What's the problem? What's the issue?
What's the problem?
What's issue? All right, we're
what,
good.
Yeah. What did I do wrong?
Love
Chad. Oh man. Chad, he lost his character here. He's still kind of there. Gabriella might as well not be. Well, not. Well, Taylor might as well not be in this movie. But
Gabriella, bro.
Gabriella, dude. Yo, if you thought she was bad in the first movie, like at least there was something going on with her family.
Yeah.
Right? We're like, oh, my dad's gone. And like, yeah, I move around a lot.
Around
I never
lot,
make
you know,
friends and stuff like that.
I'm smart and I can sing, but like, I don't really want people to know about that. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I'm trying to, I just want to fit in.
In this movie,
she's the lifeguard, bro. She's never around the other characters.
Ever.
Ever.
I
it sucks.
I mean, I guess it's, I guess.
They just wanted to get her in a lifeguard outfit, man.
Yeah.
That's all it was. They wanted to get her wet.
That's all it was. Or, like, I don't know if the nudes were leaked around this time and they were like, let's get her out of the movie.
Kind of push her aside.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It could be, but yeah. I don't know. It's weird.
You know, I don't even think the nude leak would have affected it simply because even if that was the case, I don't see them rewriting her as the lifeguard. Because that feels very... It's in the song where Javier...
Yeah.
Hey, like, I'm not the lifeguard. The new lifeguard shows up.
It's
so
sad,
that was definitely planned. But man, oh man, did they not think that through.
At all.
She's hardly there. And like...
How does she hang out with the gang if she's always at the lifeguard stand?
Seriously. The one time she hangs out with them is at the baseball game.
Yeah.
That's it. Because then she's gone for the rest.
Or she's with Troy. And if Troy's not with them, which he's not with throughout the movie, because Sharpay's...
Yep.
there's no reason for Gabriella to be there.
Exactly.
So
it's so lame too, because you can tell Troy, when he's on screen with Gabriella, he's giving it his all.
Yes.
And I mean, I'm more talking about Zac Efron.
Yeah.
At least in comparison, where like I feel like he is just really like he's really making like it's pretty corny, but I love it. The water scene too, where it's like, hey, jump in the pool.
Yeah.
It's like, what? No, like, faculty can't be in the pool. It's like, no, oh, I got a cramp. Right? And then she goes in, and it's like, okay. Like, a lot is, there's emotion to Troy. There's feeling to Troy. He feels like a person. You understand his conflict. I don't understand Gabriella at all.
Zero.
Yeah.
It sucks because, like, after the first movie, you would think that they would maybe try to give her more character. Do something with Gabriella. But no, they were just like, ooh, after not doing anything with this character, we're going to do even less.
Yep.
You thought we did nothing with her? Watch us do less.
Her only conflict is her relation to Troy, as a matter of fact. That's it.
And when she solves it, because she's the most mature character in this whole movie.
She doesn't solve it. She walks away and comes back and everything's fine.
I mean,
if
she had just left, solved. Just leave.
Yo, man.
Troy's a child, and you aren't.
And it's funny. I'm trying to think, like, what's a way to make Gabriella better in this movie? Like, what plot could have been done? And I don't know. I think, like, maybe she fits in better with Sharpay than she expected to, and that's what causes the dynamic to rupture instead of Sharpay suddenly liking Troy.
Yes.
Maybe that would be more interesting. Because then, like, it's like, oh, Gabriella fits in with the bougie life. That's interesting. It's like, why, though? Yeah, oh, maybe, is there a side of her we don't know about,
maybe,
you know?
Maybe High School Musical 2 is a movie where Gabriella and Sharpay become friends during summer vacation, and then Troy gets left behind, right? And Troy has to spend time with the basketball boys, but then he doesn't want to, and then he has a whole solo song where he has to pick. And then
but that's the first movie again. The what I would do is make it the scholarship. Okay. Oh. So with the basketball boys and everything, and then like the scholarship comes in, and then Troy is like, okay, so I can totally move on with my life. And Gabriella is basically moving on with her life too, with Sharpay. Right? And that's the conflict. It's not the decision between basketball or anything, but more so the decision of, hey, our relationships are going in completely different directions. What do we do? Maybe you could have it end without them. Like, it's like, yeah, we'll stay in a relationship for now, but let's be real here. This might not last. Mm. Right? But they would never do that. It's a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they also had to make the third one.
So, you can have them just be characters. They don't have to be in a relationship.
No, they have to be in a relationship.
Oh, no, you're right. I'm sorry. About? No, forgive
That's
me.
A crazy. That was me. A crazy statement
forgive
you said
me.
There.
Yeah, it's far too nuanced for
that
Disney.
What are you talking about?
Have your romantic leads in the first movie not be romantic.
They have to
like,
be romantic
they're
leads
not in a relationship.
The whole movie.
Yeah, they're not in a relationship
the
in the third
series,
movie.
Dude.
Yeah, that'd be too real, bro. That'd be too. Because it's called High School Musical, right? Yeah. How real. Like, High School Sweethearts, man. They don't usually last.
Nah.
Right? So that'd be interesting.
Yeah, you're right.
Got some layers in there. Just saying.
You're absolutely right.
But, do something with Chad. Oh, my gosh. Taylor, same thing. Zeke, same thing. Now, Zeke wasn't the most fleshed out character, but his secretly liking cooking that's so different than...
more character in the first movie than the second movie.
Oh, definitely.
What happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Zeke, you can work with the chef.
Done.
And he never
I'm glad he's in the movie, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's always good to see
what
returning characters.
Do?
Huh?
What did Martha do in
she
the kitchen?
She pop-locked and drug. Oh, what did you... Oh,
yeah.
She pop-locked and drug in the kitchen?
She's just dancing in the corner.
She's
they
just
hired
twerking.
Her to dance.
She's just twerking.
Twerking in the corner. It's keep Jimmy happy.
It's to keep, it's to keep the rhythm in the room, okay? She's the metronome, okay? Look at it that way. There's a simple... Yeah. Martha. My favorite side character. Yeah, bring her back. They could have done something with Martha, too.
They could have done a lot of people.
Yeah, make Martha friends with Taylor and Gabriella. Have the three of them together getting closer to Sharpay. Sharpay talking about, okay, girls, I like all of you except Martha. Right? Even something like that. It's like, well, you're just so different than the rest of us. Something like that. You know, you could do something.
Yeah.
You could. But
Just
do more character stuff.
Just have Sharpay be, like, the friend of the girls. I don't know. Have Sharpay just be nice. Just have Sharpay.
That would also be interesting too. Just have Sharpay. Where it's like, oh, Sharpay, you're actually not a jerk. Because remember at the end of the first one we were saying how she just wants the musical to go well. That's it. It's not that she hates anybody. She just really wants it to go well.
Like, why couldn't Sharpay just have a good summer in this movie?
Yeah, she's so mean in this
one.
Just
hang out with some people her age.
Yeah.
Like, that could have been a whole thing. Like, you know, her mom invites all the kids.
Yeah.
It's like Sharpay has to learn how
like
to
slowly be nicer.
Be friends with people.
Yeah, and they teach her.
Yeah.
Wow. That is so much. That's a way better character story for her.
And it's not even that hard to
do. No. You could switch a couple of things and it'd be the same movie.
A few things.
Yeah, seriously. That's wow. That's so true. Just let her learn the meaning of friendship. That's what the second movie's about. Yeah.
And it's a Disney movie, too.
Yeah, exactly. And you could legit. You could even focus on Sharpay if you wanted to. You could.
Yeah.
Wow. See, right? Like, instantly both of us have thought of better ideas of what to do for this movie.
Literally three better options.
Yeah, there's so much you could do, man. It's weird.
And this is your favorite?
Yeah.
This is your favorite.
It's weird. Ryan gets the most to do as far as, like, a character going from the last movie. He does way more in this movie. Way more for character, and it's cool. Like, I was glad, because I did not expect that going in. I'm like, of all the characters, I wouldn't have thought Ryan was the one that, like, oh, snap, okay, all right,
Ryan's
stepping
Ryan's
up.
Ryan's probably one of the best characters of this movie.
The series or this movie?
Of this movie.
Yeah, true, I agree, yeah. And it's not him developing into something that he's not, it's him finally being accepted.
For what he is.
Yeah. It's like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, but after the movie was done, I turned to Marcus, and I was just like, hey, man, I don't know. Like, this is pretty underwhelming. Like, Marcus said to me, did we watch the movie? I was like, yeah, we did. Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. It just...
It's longer than the first one, and yet
it feels like less happened.
I don't know how that even works, but it did.
For real, though. Yo, this movie, like, it feels... And this is going to sound weird, okay? If High School Musical 1 was, like, a Disney movie, you know, theatrical, we put it out in theaters, your whole family goes and watches it, this feels like a direct-to-DVD sequel.
Yes.
Now, I know they were both straight to TV, right? Yeah. But this one feels like that. Even though I can guarantee you the budget was higher for this one.
100%.
It's not utilized well, because it's a bunch of set pieces. Yeah, okay, cool. But what do you do with them? The pool gets the most used, really. You think about it, right?
Yeah.
Because we use it for Sharpay's Fabulous. The conflict scene with Gabriella and Troy multiple times, actually.
Yeah.
The pool's always used.
Always there.
And then at the end. But, like, the tiki torch scene, all that, man. Nah, man. Oh, man.
Yo,
nah,
like they
man.
They blew their budget on stupidness.
Yeah, you can tell, too, because where did the main characters hang out? The kitchen.
The kitchen.
Oh my gosh, bro. Weird choices in this movie. Weird choices were made.
Yeah. Coach Dad actually has two scenes now that I think about it.
Yeah, and Troy's mom still just has one.
Two.
Two, really? What was
she
the second
shows
one?
Up in the kitchen at the beginning and at the very three scenes for Troy's dad. At the very end when they're watching the show, the talent show, she's there.
Oh, his mom's there? Yeah. I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
That's funny. I didn't even notice. What's her name?
Troy's mom.
Miss Moulton.
Come on.
Yeah. But yeah, overall, it wasn't a bad movie.
It's
just
ever.
It's just whatever. Like, I could have done without seeing this one. That's the funny part.
Yeah.
Like, it just feels, I don't know. I wanted to see, oh, where do we go with these characters? Where are these characters going now?
Yeah.
In an environment that isn't limited to high school. But we don't really see that.
It's definitely more hammy than the first one. Like, it's that, like, there's a bunch of...
Yo, there's flat out a scene where Troy has an imagined spot, and it never happens before or after, where Sharpay's saying these things to Troy. Like, oh, Troy, we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. And then we cut to Troy, cut back to Sharpay. She's
in
a wedding dress. And it's Here Comes the Bride is played on a guitar.
Yeah.
Like a distorted guitar. And then we cut back to Troy. He's like, no, I'm not feeling this. It's like... That is so weird.
It's really strange.
It was like,
it's so jarring. It's like,
yeah. What? And it never happens before or after that. It's just a weird imagined spot. But comedy wise, the first movie had some funnies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This movie, I don't know. It has less.
It does.
It has less for sure. Yeah. But it's still funny. I don't know.
So it's like unintentionally funny. Like, bet on it and Troy sliding on his belly.
Yeah, there's little moments that you're just like, huh,
what the heck? Why? What are you
thinking?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the walking scene when they're in the kitchen.
That too. Yeah. That too. No, yeah. That one was great.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean that's it, man. The movie kind of just ends, and so does the podcast. Comment. Do you have any final thoughts?
I like High School Musical. High School Musical 1 is my favorite High School Musical movie, and also my favorite set of High School Musical songs. High School Musical 2 is an interesting movie, and I've never actually really liked it as much as everybody else, but I always realized, you know, it's all right. After watching it a second time, I understand that I don't agree with everyone who says that it's their favorite. It's not my favorite at all. I see where they're coming from. I do. I really do. You guys just don't like good movies. Simple as that. No, I'm joking. But I do see where people are coming from. It's fun. It's fun. Yeah. It's campy and fun. But the first movie is better in my favorite.
Yeah, the first movie is better in my opinion, too. Yeah. Pacing-wise and everything it is. Characters also hang out together. They feel like friends.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's High School Musical 2.
Yeah, that's High School Musical 2. Yeah. All right.
Podcast over?
Yeah, podcast over.